you so much for joining us. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, and as always, I'm wishing you the best. It is so exciting as Dr. Zamperone, who's Dr. Z, I'm the natural nurse and Dr. Z, and myself, we travel the country. Dr. Z has a professional office in Connecticut, and I have one in New York, Oyster Bay, New York, and also Deerfield Beach, Florida. And then I would say most of the consults that I'm doing at the moment to help people understand what natural therapeutics they may want to use for themselves is really by phone. So it's not really linked to location. We do it just on the phone, or if somebody prefers Zoom or Skype or any of those platforms, we do it that way. What people do is they send in a paragraph about what's going on with them that they'd like to discuss. They send a copy of all their recent blood work. Also, very important is a 3-day diet diary, because we cannot look at anyone's health without knowing what's going in, like if you have a car, what kind of gas is going in there. And then we evaluate what natural therapeutics might be useful. You also have to send all the natural things you are already taking, like vitamins and minerals and herbs. I need to know exact brand. So the best way to send that is actually with a link to the supplement facts box on the back of the bottle. Because, for instance, no two vitamin C's are alike. How many milligrams are there? What are the other ingredients? Does it contain very toxic chemicals, like many of the over-the-counter commercial vitamins have very toxic chemicals, such as benzoates and all kinds of things that you should never be taking, red dye number 3 and who knows what else. Does it have magnesium stearate, which is also not great? Even some of the better brands have that. What else is in there? Is the vitamin C from ascorbic acid, which is made from bioengineered corn, GMO corn? You know, all these questions we review. And then we set you up on a life path that includes food, various relaxation techniques, herbs, homeopathics, vitamins and minerals of the highest level and the fewest, only that you need, not 10,000 bottles. No one should be seeking health in bottles. They should only be supplemental. That's why they're called supplements. So we put together a full protocol for you based on your results. So that's what we do every single day. And then if you go to Natural Nurse, naturalnurse.com, you can go to the bottom of the page, front page, home, and just type in your email in the left-hand corner. That's all you have to do. And then you will get our email updates, which we don't send out too often, maybe once a month or less. Then we also have, if you go to naturalnurse.com and click on calendar, a full and very exciting list of upcoming events. For instance, we have one coming up immediately about hemp, THC, CBD, cannabis, endocannabinoids, what's all the buzz? And many of these classes are free. We also have one coming up on herbal manufacturing, legal considerations. Let's say you made an herbal project and it worked out well and you thought, you know what, I'm going to sell this on Etsy. Well, you might want to, but you should know the rules and the laws before you invest in starting down that path, because unfortunately, so many people do that and then they find out too late that they've broken laws that they didn't even know existed, and all of a sudden they're pen pals with the FDA. You don't want that. Believe me, you don't. They come to people's houses, they confiscate everything in your house, all your computers, you wind up with fines of millions of dollars, and I've seen lives ruined by not first taking that class, herbal manufacturing, legal considerations. Because if you go under red lights and you say, oh, I didn't know red means stop, that doesn't help in your defense. So a word to the wise. We also have a beautiful spiritual class called Hildegard of Bingen. Hildegard was an amazing mystic, psychic, and visionary, and we will do a whole class on her. We have, by the way, all our classes, such as career paths in natural health, like how can you work in the field of natural health? How can you do it legally, support yourself, and have an excellent ROI, return on investment? How about exploring edible and medicinal wild plants of South Florida? We're having that coming up as well. And we're also having the natural remedies classes at Century Village, and also the natural nurse full herbal certification class starting in March. So all of these things are available to you. And by the way, almost every one of the classes I just mentioned and many more have CE unit credits. That means you can take it, and if you are a professional, such as a nurse practitioner, a massage therapist, an acupuncturist, a licensed nutritionist, an RD, which is a registered dietitian, anybody with those kinds of degrees can take my classes and get CE credits, which means it goes towards your licensing. But the class is open to anyone. So if you are not a health professional and you just want to learn about this, so you can use it for yourself, your family, your friends, however you want to use the information, then you just can take it anyway, and you're not worried about the CE credits. So really everyone can find an interesting thing to tag into in terms of the natural nurse, and just come to naturalnurse.com. Thank you so much, all of you, for saying hello to me both online by going to Natural Nurse Facebook page or the website and emailing me. And also, it's amazing how many people come up to me and in person and say, we have heard you on the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. So we'd love you to spread information about this show to your entire friend network, whether it be the online friends or the on-ground friends. You know, I'm old enough to wear that didn't actually exist. We only had on-ground friends. We didn't have online friends. We did not have Facebook friends. We did not unfriend somebody with a click. You know, it's just a whole new world. Nonetheless, we would love if you did share the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z radio show, and in particular, Progressive Radio Network, all the fantastic shows that they have here, with everyone you know, because all it does is enhance their knowledge about how to take care of yourself naturally. And today, we are so happy to have as our guest, Danielle Kunkel Roberts. And Danielle's going to be talking to us about a very, very important topic. And depending on your age, it might be more appropriate for you to know about this, but it sort of comes up for everybody sooner or later. And the topic is going to be Medicare. Important things to know before you go. Danielle is a Medicare expert and co-founder of an award-winning Medicare insurance agency called Boomer Benefits. She and her team help our nation's baby boomers. And you know, now I think it's the next generation besides baby boomers that are moving towards this age to navigate their entry into Medicare and assist beneficiaries in making their policies the most useful for them individually after enrollment. So thank you so much for joining us today, Danielle.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're sounding nice and clear online. I'm really glad. Let's go back in time because we have a lot of time to discuss our topic today. What made you become an expert in Medicare?
When I started my insurance agency back in 2005, we used to do group health insurance and individual health insurance, and I worked with a lot of small business owners who would be setting up, you know, a family plan or a small employment plan, maybe 5 to 10 employees. And so a lot of times these individuals were people in their 40s, mid-40s, business owners. And over the first year or so, we had a number of them, after we assisted them with helping them on their own insurance plans, come back to us and say, hey, I'm trying to help my parents. They are entering Medicare age. and none of this stuff makes any sense. It's way harder than what you did for our company. Do you have ability to help them? And the first couple of times, we just referred them to Medicare and said that we don't work with those products. But after somebody asks you that question so many times, you think, well, I'm going to go and investigate this and see just what is so confusing and intimidating about Medicare that we're getting these kind of inquiries. And, of course, what I found is that Medicare is a huge national beast of a health insurance program. There are 4 different parts, 10 different supplements, and literally thousands of Medicare Advantage and drug plan options across the nation. And so it's really no wonder that people who've worked their whole lives and had insurance provided to them by their employer were now facing retirement and having to figure all of these things out on their own. So we went ahead, my brother and I got licensed to work with Medicare products. And over time, due to the number of just the sheer volume of baby boomers that are aging into Medicare right now, it slowly kind of overtook our agency, and now it is primary focus of what we do, educating baby boomers and preparing them for Medicare, transitioning them to Medicare, and mostly helping them understand Medicare so that they feel good with their benefits.
Well, I think it's a worthwhile cause, and one of the important things that I'd like to share with all our listeners before we get into details is that the sooner you start to investigate this, the better, because even the language is so complicated. I will share with our listeners that I've been on Medicare now for about 5 years, and my husband longer, since he's 73. And when we started to try to figure it out, and, you know, I would have to say I'm rather intelligent and learned and, you know, PhD and all that stuff. I couldn't figure it out because even the vocabulary, like what's the difference between the word plan and the word supplement? It's a huge difference. And you can get confused. First, we signed my husband up for something called a plan, which seemed very cost effective. But then we found out his doctor wasn't in it. So it's just endlessly complicated.
It really is, and you're certainly not alone in thinking that. We have a number of different ways that we educate people here, and I've seen repeatedly, no matter what format we're providing that education in, people come into it sort of overwhelmed and confused. And one of the most common mistakes is for people to put the cart before their horse. They dive into learning about supplement plans and Advantage plans, and they don't learn how their original Medicare benefits work first. So that's a very common mistake, to see a plan, think it sounds good on the surface, but maybe not really understanding how that plan coordinates or works with Medicare to provide the benefits that you're going to be receiving and how you'll access those benefits, whether that's through Medicare itself or through a network. Those are all things that the average Medicare beneficiary has to learn going in. And so I completely agree that starting at least 6 months out, preferably a year out before you're eligible for Medicare at 65, is such a huge help, because you'll do that research, you'll learn some of the basics, and it'll be a lot less intimidating to you at the time when the time comes around that you need to actually enroll.
So after doing all that and studying all the verbiage and choices, and of course, you're assaulted with commercials on TV and on the internet about how much less expensive it is to do this plan or that plan. But for me, since I travel around the country, I really found, although it's not the least expensive, it is the most comprehensive to have regular straight Medicaid care. So let's, you know, you can start wherever you'd like. Like, what should we know first?
Sure. So your original Medicare benefits that you get directly from our federal government have two parts, which are Medicare Parts A and B, your hospital and your outpatient coverage. And these two parts together make up the foundation of your coverage. They're the same exact parts that were implemented back in 1965, and today they still are the main thrust of your coverage. And everything else that you add to that in the form of a supplement plan or a Medicare Advantage plan will sit on top of the Medicare benefits itself. So when you get ready to turn 65, about 3 months before the month in which you turn 65, your initial enrollment period will begin. And this is when you go down to Social Security or go online to their website and enroll in Medicare Parts A and or B. So let's take an example of someone that isn't still working. They're retiring and they're setting up their coverage. They will go to Social Security to enroll in both of those parts. Part A costs nothing if you've worked at least 10 years in your lifetime or your spouse has and you've been paying FICA taxes in. Those hospital benefits won't cost you anything when you enroll. However, your Part B benefits, which are your outpatient benefits, do have a monthly premium, which surprises a lot of people because we see ourselves paying taxes our whole lives, and this leads us to believe that Medicare is going to be free when we get there. And that is the case for Part A, but it's not the case for Part B. So your outpatient coverage in 2020 for most people will be $144.60 per month. Now, some people with higher incomes will pay more, but around 95% of all beneficiaries are going to pay that base premium. And this provides about 80% of the coverage that you need. You are responsible for paying the other 20% and also deductibles and copays that are associated with Medicare. And so the reason that supplement plans and advantage plans and these options exist are to fill in those gaps, to pay that other 20% for you so that you aren't in a position where you owe 20% of the cost of a knee surgery or cancer treatment. You want to set up some supplemental coverage that will help to fill those gaps so that you aren't in the hospital worrying about what's going to happen when you get home and look in your mailbox. Are you going to be frightened by a bunch of unexpected bills? So it's good to know that original Medicare is the foundation, and you need to know what those parts provide. And then you're going to turn and look into the two different types of options that can help you fill in the gaps, and also whether or not you need drug coverage. Medicare for over 40 years had no outpatient drug coverage. Back in 2005, 2006, our clients paid out of pocket for their meds. But that did change with the Medicare Modernization Act, and now there is coverage that's voluntary that you can purchase that will help you with your outpatient medications as well. So let's just for one second.
Okay, wait a minute. That was a lot of information, So now, again, people's heads are probably spinning because there's a million choices. First of all, what surprised me was I am still working. I still work full time. But as soon as you got to be that age, and if you took your Social Security, they take that part, is that the Part A or the Part B coverage, right out of your Social Security. You don't have a choice to opt in or out of that.
So you do. If you're still working, you can opt out of Part B, but because you are already taking Social Security benefits, the government assumes that you've retired, and that's the reason that you're taking Social Security. So they're going to auto-enroll you in Medicare Parts A and B. Your card will show up in the mail, and you have to then disenroll from Part B if you don't need that or want it yet because you're still working and you have access to employer group coverage.
Okay. So, but that monthly payment is taken out of Social Security. But then when I didn't have Social Security, this is where it got even more complicated, I wanted to maintain the Medicare intact. So then I actually had to send them a check for that when I wasn't getting Social Security.
Yes. So if you didn't sign up for Social Security yet and you're getting ready to turn 65, you will not be auto-enrolled. Medicare and the federal government will expect you to know that you need to enroll in Medicare at that time. And then because you don't have a Social Security benefit that they can deduct the Part B premiums from, they will send you a bill that you pay quarterly, or you can call Social Security and set up auto draft easy pay, it's called Medicare easy pay, that they would deduct monthly from a checking account until you get on Social Security, and then they will revert to pulling that out of your Social Security check.
So that's all very complicated to begin with. But nonetheless, I have to say this as we continue our conversation. You know, being the age that I am, I've had many different kinds of health insurance coverage. Certainly one of the best was when I was working full time and I had really excellent employer benefits as well as a health savings plan that I could opt to use. Because thank God I do all natural medicine. I live a holistic lifestyle. I have great genes. My parents are way up in their 90s and healthy. And I really literally never used any kind of conventional medicine for myself. So I mostly used massage therapy and things that aren't necessarily covered, but they were covered through a health savings account. So that was great. But then when I moved on to not being fully employed and not having that kind of insurance anymore, I find that Medicare is actually quite good and better than many of the other much more costly choices.
Yes, I think a lot of people come into Medicare with some fear because, of course, it's the unknown. But once you set up your coverage and you have your supplemental or advantage plan working with that coverage, you will find that the benefits are really quite rich. And this is especially true if you set up a traditional supplement plan like what you have. This allows you to use Medicare's network, which has over 1 million providers nationwide. You can see doctors anywhere in the nation. You don't need a referral. 93% of physicians do accept Medicare. So if you happen to get sick when you're at a conference in Kansas or on vacation in Florida, you'll be able to use your benefits to visit a local doctor. And you can purchase a supplemental policy that will pay nearly all of your out-of-pocket costs. One of the popular plans has just a Part B deductible that you pay, which currently is $185 per year. If you compare that to group coverage that you may have had before, where that deductible was $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, it's really quite good coverage that will take care of anything that's medically necessary. So I always love to share with people that Medicare, although scary up front, truly is comprehensive and very good coverage. When you get it set up properly, once you get on it, you will enjoy the coverage.
And it's so important to speak to someone I would recommend, such as Danielle. And people can find you at boomerbenefits.com. Is that a good way to contact you, or is phone the best way to contact you?
Sure. So, yeah, you can find us online at boomerbenefits.com, where you can also do a lot of reading about Medicare, some of that research that we encourage 6 months to a year out. It's a great place to start. We also have a YouTube channel if you learn better via video, with a lot of helpful videos there as well.
And what is that YouTube channel?
Just Boomer Benefits.
So Boomer Benefits is the thing to remember, and through that people can get a lot of information. Now, you're based in a particular state. Isn't anything with Medicare sort of more like state-specific?
So Medicare is a federal program, and everyone's going to have the same benefits for their basic Part A and B coverage. But the states can administer those plans and put certain rules on the supplemental insurance and that comes along with it. Drug plans are also by state. So at our agency, although we're based in Fort Worth, Texas, we service 48 states around the nation. And so that means I have to have agents that are licensed in those states and know what the state rules are for, say, California versus Oregon versus Texas. Those rules may be a little different. Some states are a little more lenient in the open enrollment for supplemental products. And so it's a lot of basic education that you're going to get about Medicare first, and then when you go to select your plans, you'll be choosing those based on the zip code in which you live.
Right. So it does change according to state, because that was the first problem. The plans that you're talking about, what does that word plan mean?
Yeah, so you're right about that. It is very confusing because we have parts and plans. So whenever you hear the word part, that's talking about a piece of original Medicare. Part A, Part B, Part D is the drug coverage. When you hear the word plan, as in Medicare supplement plan or Medigap plan, which are the same thing, just two different terms, versus Medicare Advantage plan, these are the products that you're purchasing to help you fill in those gaps so that you aren't on the hook for that whole 20% and the deductibles that come with Part A and B. So when you say the word plan, you want to know that that's always some type of supplemental or additional coverage that you're adding to your original Medicare.
Right. Now, what I did was, I think it's a plan, let's see. It's a supplement that what it does is nothing more than create a cap of my out-of-pocket expense. So it's very, very inexpensive. I believe it's called Part F, as in Frank. And someone told me they may not even have that anymore. It got sunsetted out. But it's very inexpensive. But the thing is, it covers nothing at all until I reach something like $2,500 that I spent out of pocket. Which, of course, in my case, I never have done that because I don't really go to the doctor for anything. But nonetheless, if it was a catastrophic event, God forbid, then after $2,500, everything is covered. So that's what
that's
I
correct.
Chose to do.
Yeah, and so that plan is called a high-deductible Medigap plan. They're actually not that popular. A lot of carriers may not offer the high-deductible options, but you can find them from certain carriers where you live. And that's generally because if you have somebody that's living on a fixed income, they may not be able to afford a deductible that high. So the Medigap plans that are standardized by the federal government have letters associated with them, and there's A, B, C, D, F, G, K, L, M, N, and one high deductible option. So that is in itself extremely confusing, but Plan F is the plan that you're talking about. That particular plan either covers absolutely everything. When you have a standard Plan F, it fills in all of your cost sharing that you would pay when you're using your benefits. You'll pay nothing, no copays at the doctor, no deductibles at the hospital. And then there's the high deductible version, which you have, where Medicare will pay its 80%, you spend your 20%, you pay your own deductibles, and should you have a year where that is at a catastrophic level of spending and you hit that deductible, then after that the coverage will work to cover you 100% for the rest of the year. And you were right, that plan is no longer available for new enrollees. The most comprehensive plan for new enrollees as of January 1st of 2020 is Plan G, which is very similar to Plan F, except for you pay your own Part B deductible once a year.
Well, more confusion. That's why we need Danielle and we need Boomer Benefits. We're going to go to a break right here, Danielle, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion. And you want to learn about this either for yourself, depending on your age, or your parents, or your aunt or uncle, or your friends. This is, it seems everyone glosses over and just think it's never going to hit them, and then they get any old thing that sounds inexpensive and then it doesn't work for them. So we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the ancient Chinese science and art of acupuncture.
Acupuncture is a 5,000-year-old medical procedure involving insertion and manipulation of needles into specific points on the body. It is often applied to relieve pain during surgery and for many other conditions.
Acupuncture needles have been found in China that are over 4,000 years old. The first needles were made of stone. Later, bronze, gold, or silver was used, and today they are usually made from steel. Acupuncture was developed around the theory of special meridian points on the body connected to the internal organs, and that vital energy, or qi, flows along these meridians. According to this theory, diseases are caused by interrupted energy flow, and the stimulation of these points restores normal energy circulation. There is some scientific evidence of the existence of the meridians as a separate circulatory system. Studies were done in the 1970s by a Dr. Kim from Korea, where he injected radioactive dyes into the traditional acupuncture points. He observed migration of the dyes along the exact predicted path of the meridians.
Okay. How acupuncture works remains uncertain, but both Western and Eastern scientific studies on rabbits have shown that the analgesic effects are not simply a matter of suggestion. After the discovery in 1975 of endorphins, natural pain inhibitors in the body, some neurophysiologists suggested that the needles may trigger the release of these substances. American and Chinese studies have confirmed that placing acupuncture needles in the brains of dogs raises the level of endorphins in the spinal fluid.
Acupuncture is used today in most hospitals in China and by many private practitioners in virtually every country in the world, including the United States. The primary use is for analgesia, although ulcers, hypertension, asthma, and other conditions have been documented to respond favorably to this treatment. Chinese surgeons prefer acupuncture to the use of drug-induced analgesia because they claim it does not disturb normal body physiology and therefore does not make the patient vulnerable to shock. Brain surgery is especially amenable to this form of analgesia when it is necessary to keep the patient awake during the operation.
Although some modifications in the practice of acupuncture have been made, such as sometimes using a small electric current on the needle instead of the traditional twirling, acupuncture remains intact as an ancient therapeutic technique that has been used successfully for at least 5,000 years. Perhaps you'd like to add this piece of knowledge to your natural medicine chest.
And welcome back to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and we invite you to explore all our offerings, such as our endless array of radio shows. Now I know that word has even changed. They call it podcasts, but basically whatever, you can listen and there's no fee for literally thousands of topics. You can go to naturalnurse.com under media, or you can go to prn.fm. They archive all of our shows there. They're also searchable by guest or topic, so you can listen to any topic in natural medicine that you are interested in. And you can also email us through naturalnurse.com or go to Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And wherever you look, you will find all our on-ground offerings where we teach in person. I just did that last week in Orlando at the Florida School of Holistic Living. The Florida School of Holistic Living is an excellent reference point for you to learn all about natural medicine, and I teach online classes through them, as well as on-ground classes like we had last week. So if you want to learn more about how to take care of yourself and your family naturally, take advantage of naturalnurse.com and all the information that is there. And today's guest is Danielle Kunkel-Roberts, and Danielle is a Medicare expert. That's our focus for today. And she is also the co-founder of the award-winning Medicare insurance agency called Boomer Benefits. And our show here, The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, is actually listened to worldwide. And Boomer Benefits can help you, regardless of what state you live in, other than two, I believe, in the United States. So do get in touch with Danielle. So thank you so much for being our guest, Danielle. And it's a complicated topic. You're doing a great job. Now, let's go into a little bit. We just did a piece through the Natural Alternatives radio show. We just did a little piece on acupuncture. And I am wondering if Medicare ever covers acupuncture. I believe it does not, but please share that information with us.
You are correct. It does not. So Medicare is very oriented toward traditional
conventional
MD or DO. Yes. Yes, exactly. And they don't recognize currently very much alternative or holistic or naturopathic type of care practitioners. One exception to that is chiropractic care. Medicare will pay for you to visit a chiropractor for an adjustment, or what they call it, subluxation of the spine, but they won't cover x-rays that you have done or wellness things that you do at a chiropractor's office. So it's going to be just those adjustments. One thing that you might look into if acupuncture is really important to you are some Medicare Advantage plans, which are the type of coverage that I believe you were in before. That type of coverage is network-based in your local area, and those plans have the ability to add in extra benefits beyond what Medicare covers, so they can incorporate acupuncture into their network if they choose to do so. Not all plans do, but you can look for plans in your area that may include that benefit.
Yeah, let's talk about those plans, because while I prefer not to use those plans, and the reason I prefer not to use them is they do come with a group that you can use for your health care, And I think they're not great if you travel a lot like I do, because it seems like those plans were either very, very expensive. My parents, for instance, they have an Advantage plan that does cover everything, but it's almost $400 a month each. That's $800 a month for a couple, in addition to the cost of the Medicare.
Yeah, and that's unusual for an Advantage plan to usually have a premium that high. A lot of times the Advantage plans are the ones that offer lower premiums, and it makes sense for them to do so because an Advantage plan is going to administer your benefits via a network. They have a lot greater control over your access to health care, and so they offer these plans at very low premiums a lot of times to attract you to enroll, and then they get paid by the federal government for taking on your medical risk. So in many areas, you can even find Advantage plans that have what we call a zero premium, where the plan itself costs nothing. You're still paying for your Part B, of course, but you're adding the Advantage plan without a premium. However, those high-dollar Advantage plans do exist in certain areas, and we do run across people like your parents that have enrolled in one that's quite expensive.
Well, the thing about theirs is, since they always have gone back and forth from New York to Florida, this coverage they have, and it's through AARP, is extremely comprehensive. It seems like they can just go to any doctor. You know, it's not limited to plan doctors, and everything is covered. The copay, the, you know, just everything except the pharmaceuticals. You know, well, that's included with the Part D, which, of course, is part of this big price they pay every month. That's what they chose, to just have be able to go anywhere they want, anytime they want, and everything's covered. That's why they're paying so much.
That sounds more like a Medicare supplement, an AARP Medicare supplement. Those
okay.
typically have higher premiums and cover everything. But
that's
if
it.
The plan has a built-in Part D drug plan, then it could be Medicare Advantage. I would have to look at the summary of benefits to tell you for sure.
Right, but I think you're right, because what my father does, I know this is complicated, listeners, but just to show you how complicated it is and why you want to speak to Danielle Roberts about your benefits in particular. So my father, who's a veteran, uses the veterans for any pharmaceuticals, but he has that additional Part D that they pay monthly for just for my mom.
Okay, so if she has a standalone Part D plan, then her AARP coverage is not an Advantage plan. It's a Medicare supplement just like you have, but they just have one that doesn't have that big deductible up front.
Right, and they have one which is expensive every month but covers everything.
Yes. In Florida, the premiums for Medicare supplement plans are quite high. It's one of the areas of the nation with the highest cost of health care, and so a supplement plan there can be quite expensive compared to one in the Midwest or in Texas, where cost of health care is lower.
Right. Now let's talk about many of my friends here in Florida, because that's my main home, have, I guess now the word is not supplement, but plan. It's an HMO type plan of some kind, where they actually do get acupuncture and they get transportation and they get a monthly amount of over-the-counter things you might buy at the drugstore, which really is really helpful. It covers things like vitamins and, you know, Vicks VapoRub, you know, all kinds of stuff. So they seem to get a lot for a low amount of money.
Yeah, so that's exactly the coverage I was referring to when I said you could look at a Medicare Advantage plan in certain areas and see if those plans include acupuncture. So the things about Medicare Advantage plans, for one thing, in Florida, the richest plans are available. They have very low or no premiums. Often there are very little copays, and many of the providers there build in ancillary things like dental, vision, gym membership. Acupuncture can be one of those. We call these ancillary extras. And they want to attract you to that plan so that they can collect money from the federal government. And then, of course, what you are giving in your behalf is the agreement to use the network that's in that local area. If it's an HMO plan, sometimes you'll have to choose a primary care provider. You might need to see him or her first for referral to a specialist. If it's a PPO plan, you have a little bit more flexibility. You can treat outside the network at greater cost to yourself. And so Advantage plans in Florida, because the Medicare supplement premiums are so high, the Advantage plans are a lot more popular in that area, and they offer these great rich benefits, which to many people are very attractive.
Yeah, they really seem to be, because many of my friends say, for instance, they can get medical rides. So they get free transportation sort of all over the place. It doesn't seem to be limited to a particular location. And then, like I said, they get that monthly over-the-counter, which they can use for things like vitamins, you know, other natural mm-hmm. therapeutics, really good capsicum rubs. By the way, capsicum is hot pepper, and there are over-the-counter rubs, which are really effective for pain. They get those. All kinds of perks seem to come with those plans.
It depends on the area, and you always want to look at the summary of benefits to see what things are included and know that the benefits in that plan may be different from the next one. So one of the best ways to shop for a plan like that that's going to give you a really good view of the options that are available in your area is to set up a MyMedicare.gov account. So you go to MyMedicare.gov, set up your own account, and in there, you can search by your zip code, and you can see all of the Part D plans in your area, as well as the Medicare Advantage plans. So if you knew that you wanted to go in and look for a certain plan that had X, Y, and Z benefits, you can search for those within your portal. You can even add your medications and save them there, and that way you can check to make sure before you enroll in a plan that your Medicare Part D prescription drugs are on that plan's formulary. So you can see
That is a big one.
Yeah.
What you just said. Now, of course, someone like myself who take absolutely zero pharmaceuticals of any kind, not to say I never would, but maybe I never would because my parents in their 90s also never have. But for those people who are on this long list of pharmaceuticals, you might think this plan is so cost effective. And then when you go to get the particular medication you need, you find out that one is not included on your plan.
Yeah, so it's super important to search for that. And one of the biggest mistakes that we see people make with these Advantage plans is they get very excited about a little to no premium and some of those extras built in, like the over-the-counter catalog or a transportation benefit. And they don't then look at the fine print to see some of the things they need to know, which might be you have to choose a primary care doctor, referrals could come into play. There's going to be some prior authorizations on certain things before you can get treatment. You do need to check the built-in Part D drug plan and make sure that it's a fit for you. And you really need to make sure that the doctors that you want to see are included in that plan's network. Because once you enroll in these plans, you're typically locked in for the rest of the calendar year. And so you don't want to find out afterward that you don't have one of your medications on the plan or certain doctors that you need to see, because there's only certain times a year when you can leave those plans. One other thing I would like to mention about Advantage plans that you need to know going in a situation where you have a year of expensive health, a lot of medical usage, cancer treatment, chemotherapy, radiation, dialysis, these kinds of things, a lot of Advantage plans will have you pay 20% for those type of big ticket items, but all Advantage plans have an out-of-pocket maximum cap to protect you. So if you were, let's say, in Florida and you're looking at all the plans out there, one of the things that you really want to be watching is, what is the plan's out-of-pocket maximum, and do I have enough money set aside in my bank account, my savings account, that in a bad year of health where do I have $5,000 to come out of pocket if my treatment is racking up copays and deductibles and I have to pay for these things? You want to know that you have some rainy day fund set aside to help you during those years, and you can look to see, is the out-of-pocket maximum on the plan $3,000? Is it $5,000? Is it $6,000? That's how you know the worst-case scenario for you, how much you could come out of pocket on Part A and Part B services in 1 year. That is a number that you want to look at carefully when you're choosing plans. The lower that out-of-pocket maximum is, the better for you.
That makes really good sense. Well, we're going to go to another break right here, Danielle, for the station. And you're all listening to us right here on Progressive Radio Network. And they have lots of wonderful shows. And we're going to go for a little break here. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion about how to use Medicare and how to prepare. Do you believe all these vocabulary words you need to know? I mean, I don't know all of them, and I've been now in the plan for many years, or maybe it's not a plan, it's a supplement. I don't know. It's a complicated topic, and you need a professional like Danielle Roberts, and you can find her at boomerbenefits.com, and we'll have her direct line phone number also listed on the archive. And we'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
I'm Dr. Peter Bregan, the psychiatrist who doesn't believe in psychiatric drugs and psychiatric diagnoses. I think they do more harm than good. And emotional problems don't come from our genetics or our chemistry. They come from our fears and our uncertainties about engaging life in a loving, rational way. Every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. New York time, I interview fellow pioneers in the human sciences. Call in to ask questions or share your views on 888-874-4888 to talk with me and my guests live on the air on Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. New York time. Join me on PRN.FM.
Hey, it's Jesse, PRN station manager. I have an exciting announcement for our amazing listeners. PRN has a new voicemail line that will allow you to connect better with our hosts. If you can't listen live but have a question or comment for one of our hosts, just call 862-800-6805. That's 862-800-6805. This feature will allow your voice to be heard on your favorite PRN show.
Thank you for listening to the Progressive Radio Network.
I'm Celia Farber.
And I'm Christina Borgeson. We're the hosts of a brand new show, The Whistleblower Newsroom, right here on PRN. This is a show for and about whistleblowers and by us, two investigative reporters brutally hammered for uncovering cover-ups and media corruption.
This show is for whistleblowers
who stand up for the truth and face devastating consequences, who document facts and risk their lives and livelihoods to bring those facts to the public.
They come from all walks of life, government, science, journalism, academia, and many other fields. They'll be safe, warm, and welcome here on the Whistleblower Newsroom every Friday morning, 10 a.m., right here on PRN.
This is Karen Hartglass, host of It's All About Food, and you're listening to PRN, your source for progressive, up-to-date, and inspirational information on nutrition and health.
And welcome back to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Please see what we have to offer in terms of classes, workshops, consultations by going to naturalnurse.com. Keep up with us on Facebook at Facebook, The Natural Nurse. Email us, send messages to us through naturalnurse.com. Get in touch by email, and then we have private sessions available. So you can find out many things about yourself, such as what herbs, vitamins, foods, homeopathics, and natural remedies might be best for you, for your particular situation or your loved one. Or perhaps you want to move towards having a career in natural, and there's many, many paths. Let's say you're a graphic design artist. We can connect you with a lot of the herbal and supplement companies. It's a huge, huge business that need graphic design artists. So even though you're still doing that, you would be doing it in a conversation of natural, which really may give you a much higher level of satisfaction in your professional life. Or, of course, as a health practitioner, if you are a licensed individual. So there's so many different paths. We have a full class called Career Paths in Natural Health. And one thing that might be an interesting focus as we come back to our guest, Danielle Kunkel-Roberts, and you can find her all about Medicare benefits at boomerbenefits.com. So welcome back to the show, Danielle.
Thanks for having me.
And as you mentioned, there are some plans that might offer a little bit more in terms of natural. Like, really, I have seen vitamins covered by some of these plans. And I have seen acupuncture and massage therapy and physical therapy. Physical therapy is actually covered by straight Medicare, isn't it?
It is. So physical therapy is going to be covered under either type of plan, original Medicare with a supplement, or if you enroll into an Advantage plan. And yes, in Florida, you'll find some of the richest benefits in the nation. So you can expect to see more of those types of inclusive coverage than you would in other states.
And, you know, physical therapy, really, even though it's considered a conventional intervention, if you go around and visit physical therapists in your area, a lot of them are really kind of doing massage and acupressure, if they are knowledgeable in that, as part of their therapeutic regime.
It can, and as long as they're able to submit documentation to Medicare or the Advantage Insurance Company showing medical necessity, then they provide the therapy, and if they include some massage therapy in that, that's terrific.
Yeah, so you do need, however, I think, a recommendation from a physician for an issue you have that might relate to something
do.
That physical therapy will help, which unfortunately many people do.
That's correct, yeah.
So things like lower back pain, you know, shoulder pain, you know, gait issues when you're not walking straight. There's really a wide array of therapeutics that can be offered by a physical therapist.
Yeah, a physical therapist is going to get involved in any type of recovery. So if you've had an injury, if you've had a surgery, even an illness, which can affect the ability to move about with good function, then your doctor may assign physical therapy. You're going to go and complete the therapy. There'll be a progress reports as you go along. And it used to be a thing where Medicare would cap the physical therapy at a certain amount each year, but now they've loosened up the laws on that quite a bit, so doctors can incorporate more therapy into patient recovery. You don't necessarily have to show an improvement if it's something that's helping you maintain function. Physical therapy can now be approved for those things. And so we've seen Medicare get a lot more lenient on the physical therapy in the last, say, 8 to 10 years.
Well, let me ask you this. This is a little bit of a political question, but I can't think of anyone more knowledgeable to ask about this, Danielle. And again, you're listening to Danielle Kunker-Roberts, and you can contact her at boomerbenefits.com. And she also has videos there that you can watch. If this whole show has been completely confusing to you, we're trying to make it clear, but I think I'm more trying to let people know it is confusing. It's okay if it's confusing, and you do need to delve in to find out which of these different plans and supplements and Part A's, B's, C's, and D's is the best for you. There's a lot of tricks along the way. Like my husband, who's never taken a pharmaceutical drug, never got a Plan D when he could have gotten it for about $18 a month when he started. Then they give you a bad boy slap on the hand if you don't get it right away, and the cost of it goes up phenomenally as the years go by.
That's right. There are late enrollment penalties for Medicare, so if you don't enroll in Part B when you're first eligible and you don't have any other type of creditable coverage like employer group coverage, you can pay a late penalty for that. And the same goes with Part D, although it's optional and they say it's voluntary. If you don't enroll and you don't have drug coverage elsewhere, then you later, when you finally do enroll, will pay a penalty. And I can tell you from having worked with thousands of policyholders over the years, even if you don't take any medications, you should absolutely enroll in a Medicare Part D drug plan. Find the cheapest one in your state and enroll in it. This will help you avoid the penalty, but more importantly, you can only join Medicare Advantage or drug plans at certain times of the year. So if you say, well, I don't want to pay for this drug plan, I'm healthy now, and you wait, and say then a couple of months later you have a medical need that's for an expensive prescription, you could be out of pocket for the cost of that prescription for the rest of the year, all the way up until the annual election period when you can finally get enrolled and have a Part D kick in. Then, in addition to, you know, paying all that money out of pocket for the drugs when you didn't have the coverage, you have a late penalty for the coverage to boot. So we do recommend that you sign up for a Part D drug plan just to make sure that if something happens and you need a very expensive medication, you're not running around out there with no access to the coverage for that medication.
Right, and I have done that. Like, I have a plan which I never once used. But in any way, let me ask you this. What do you think about Medicare for All, Danielle?
I think it's unlikely that we're going to see it anytime soon. I do think the reason that people find an appeal for Medicare for All is that Medicare itself is a beloved national program. It is coverage that once people are on it and using it, feel very good about. But Medicare for All, that actual bill that has been proposed by Senator Sanders, that is not Medicare for All. It's a completely different type of program than Medicare itself. So calling it Medicare for All is sort of a misnomer. If we were to pass Medicare for All in the way that it's outlined and has been proposed in Congress, it would be a single-payer national health care system. It would not be an expansion of the way that we have Medicare now. And since we currently pay for Medicare, and Medicare for All, as it's proposed, has no payment at all from beneficiaries once they're enrolled in it, they're not paying anything for it, we're likely to see tax increases that I think will be hard for a lot of people to swallow. So I want to share that there are other bills out there. For instance, there's a bill out of Michigan that's called Medicare at 50, which would expand the current Medicare program and allow people to buy into it earlier. This would take care of one of the largest groups of uninsured people, which are people who lose their job after age 50 and are having trouble finding new employment that offers group health coverage. They can apply for an individual plan through Obamacare, but that coverage, of course, is quite expensive for that age group. It would be so great if we could buy into Medicare earlier, have access to the benefits that Medicare itself provides right now. And I think that type of bill might be something more likely that we would see in a few years when Congress can actually come together and say, okay, we're not quite sure if we want to go all the way to single payer yet, but we definitely need to make some step forward in reducing this population of uninsured people and making the care affordable for them.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle. You have been a fantastic guest, although we didn't necessarily focus just on natural. This is something important for everyone. And we're going to end our show here. We want to thank Danielle Roberts for being our guest. You can find her at boomerbenefits.com. And this is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. On behalf of myself and Dr. Eugene Zamperone, as always, check us out at naturalnurse.com, and we hope that you stay healthy.